Hey everyone, welcome back to the Moving Ahead podcast. Wow, that was a dramatic intro. Really put a lot on that podcast. Yeah. Sometimes I just like to hear the sound of my own voice in the microphone and sound like a radio DJ. I don't know why, I'm just a nerd like that, I guess. But that's why kind of all of us start podcasting, I think. I mean, some of us have a brilliant message to send to the world, and others just like the sound of their voice in the headphones. I think I'm a little bit of both. I don't know that I'm brilliant or have any good message to send everyone, but I just like to talk. On my other podcast, the Uprooted Podcast with my wife, she lets me know and all the audience that I'm very verbose, which I had to look that up. I'm sure some of you probably will as well, but I'll explain it in case you don't know. It means you like to talk. You like to jaw-jack, you never shut up. That would be me. I just like to talk. So I bought this expensive microphone while I was on furlough back in the spring, and I said, let's start some podcasts to my wife. And she's like, okay, I guess. And that has exploded into this podcast and a true crime one I do with her. I used to have an apolitical viewpoint podcast, but just kind of got uninspired and ran out of time to do that one. But we do this one and the one with my wife that's about our relationship and our parenting and the true crime one. It's lots of fun. So I enjoy it. And if you're going to spend a lot of money on equipment, you may as well use it, right? So here I am talking to you fine people. How's everyone doing out there? How's 2021 treating you so far? It's kind of been like a little kick, right? Like a kick us while we're down moment, I guess. I said it all along on this platform and many others that there won't be some magical switch that will be flipped at midnight on New Year's Eve. We still have a lot of problems as a nation. We still have a lot of issues to work through with this virus. It's just not going to be much different just because it's a new year. There's a lot of hope on the horizon, and this podcast is all about positivity, so I'm not here to get negative, but the fact of the matter is that there's still some issues and little things we need to work out. Like I said, as a nation, as a people, the virus is still raging strong, maybe stronger than ever, depending on who you talk to and where you're at. It hasn't gotten any easier. 2021 came in and said, hey guys, here I am. I'm going to give you a little kick to let you know that it's not over yet. And so that's where we are. We're trying to navigate this new normal, this new year, and whatever lies ahead for all of us. And I really hope everyone's staying healthy, mentally, physically, avoiding the virus, all those great things. I tell you what, ever since this coronavirus thing happened and we started staying home some more, and I don't know if it's the masks or what, no idea. I'm not a scientist. All I know is I haven't really been sick, knock on wood, for a really long time, probably since like, I don't know, February. So, I mean, if you're out there looking for your silver linings and trying to stay positive, that's one of them. And hopefully everyone's staying well out there and doing the best they can. Like I said, both mentally and physically, mental health is just as important, if not more so sometimes, than your physical health. So make sure you're exercising your mind, talking to a therapist, talking to loved ones, listening to podcasts like this, whatever it takes to stay positive and stay motivated and stay mentally healthy. I've said it before and I'll say it again. When we look at this pandemic as a whole, sometime in the future, we look back in the history books on this period of time in our history, we really need to take a look at all the deaths and all the other issues that came about because of the virus, not due to the virus, but because of the overall pandemic. And when we talk about things like mental health, that's what I'm really trying to say here, is that mental health-wise, huge decline because of what's been going on. And you may never get the virus, and I hope you don't. I hear it's pretty nasty. I hope I never get it. But all the other trickle-down effects from this pandemic, lockdowns, job loss, loss of loved ones, everything going on in the nation, all the stupid crap politically, takes a toll on your mind. Even the most positive and strong people are feeling it. We have to be there for each other. We have to heal together, and we have to talk to each other just to get through this and just to stay positive. Well, enough of that. I did want to say one thing kind of politically related, and it relates to today's topic Our one-word leadership series is starting today, as promised last week on the last week's episode. But I did want to say one thing about that nonsense that went on at the Capitol building last week. Just insane, right? I never thought in my lifetime I would see anything like that. And I will go on record right now to say I am a registered Republican. I have voted Republican in the past, probably will in the future. I don't know. But what happened that day and those people that did that, they don't stand for me and what I believe that party to represent at all. That was complete BS, complete nonsense. I don't know what's happening in this country right now. And, you know, to take an apolitical viewpoint of that, and again, this isn't the show for that, but this will transition into our topic, I promise. Just let me land the plane. Now everyone's pointing fingers from the left to the right, and it's like, let's just come together and heal. And I feel like now, rightfully so, the left and other people are very upset about what happened. A lot of people are upset about what happened. I'm upset about the whole situation. But now's not the time to point fingers. Like, let's just come together and heal. Can we just heal together? I hate all that. I just want to come together in unity like we did on September 12th, 2001. Man, what a great time that was. In the face of tragedy, in the face of horrible, horrible things, the United States of America was truly united. There was no politics. There was no social media junk. We were together with a common enemy, and that was terrorism. We should feel the same way about this Capitol nonsense. However it was incited, whatever happened with President Trump saying what he said, we should come together united to stand up for what we all believe in and move forward, move ahead. It's such a weird time right now. All this finger pointing and, you know, all over online and social media. It's just a weird, weird place to be in a weird time to be alive. And I feel bad for my little kids who you can't hide them from this stuff. It's everywhere. And I say little, they're 8 and 11, so they're very aware. Sorry, 8 and 10. I keep boosting his age to 11, my son, and he keeps getting so mad at me. He's like, Dad, I'm not even 10 and a half. You always tell me I'm almost 11. I just got 11 on the brain. And I'll tell you why, because they are so grown up. This past year, they did so much growing up in the face of all the crap going on because they were forced to. Like I said, I can't hide them from it. They don't have social media. They don't really go online except to watch some silly video game YouTube videos. But even on YouTube, it'll show like a little news brief real quick and you have to try to scroll past it quickly. But they hear mom and dad talking. They hear us lamenting about what's going on in the news and in the world. They see it on our face. They see the stress, and it influences how they think about what's going on. And wow, that's a great transition into exactly what I wanted to talk about today, and that is influence. How do we influence others as leaders, as parents, as friends, coworkers, just people in general out in the world? At the grocery store, the post office, wherever you go, wherever you're allowed to go these days. How do you influence? How does your attitude influence those around you? And like I said, I promised I would land the plane. Maybe it was a little rough landing, a little crosswind action, but I will land the plane and tie it back to all that political stuff. And I'll do that right now. So the topic is influence and how to be an influential leader, right? Well, what happened at the Capitol, what I was just talking about, was all about influence, 1,000%. Trump may not have gotten on TV or Twitter, wherever he was that day, and said, storm the castle, do this. Depending on how you look at it and depending on what side of the aisle you sit on, it may have absolutely sounded like that. But it doesn't matter what he said or how he said it. It doesn't matter what words came out of his mouth. It's what the people who are angry and really follow him, it's about what they heard. It's about how they have been influenced by him and his behavior the past 4 years. Like I said, very candidly, very transparent, I am a Republican, registered Republican, vote Republican, all those things, but I wasn't storming the castle. And quite frankly, I'm appalled at everyone that did that day and that entire situation. And those people don't speak for me. Why? Because I have not been influenced by President Trump and his leadership style, his antics, the things he says. I have not been personally influenced. I have not let that happen, despite how I feel about Republican policies and all those things. And I should go on record saying, because I know a lot of my liberal friends listen to this and I don't want them to stop listening or hate me, I took a test one time and I might as well be right down the middle. I mean, I am. That's why I started an apolitical podcast. I am right down the middle, pretty much independent. Just a few things that put me slightly over that line toward Republican. And that's it. I mean, I am totally on board with progressive movements, the LGBTQ community, all that stuff. And I always screw that up. I probably said all those letters wrong. Very progressive thinker, raised my kids that way, very right down the middle. So I don't want to skew anyone's opinion of me by talking about being Republican. Really just wanted to bring this back to influence. And that's exactly what happened that day. Is a group, an angry mob of people who have been influenced and influenced and influenced by the algorithms of social media, the things they choose to see, the things they choose to listen to. President Trump himself and his tweets, they were influenced and they took action on that influence. And it was the wrong action, the absolute wrong action. This is the last thing I'll say about it. Whether you believe that the election was fair or not, I don't really care. Nobody really cares. Nobody really knows. I don't care. I don't care who's in office. I support democracy and whoever holds the office of president. And I wish them well from the bottom of my heart. I wish them well. I wish them the best of luck to carry this country forward. And I do that with every president since I've been old enough to realize what's going on. And I do the same for President-elect Biden. And I hope, my one only hope, is that his influence as the leader of this country will bring us to a point of unity and healing, someplace we have not been for the past 4 years due to some negative influence. Make sense? I hope it does. Okay, that's all I wanted to say about politics and influence. Now let's get on to the real topic, what I'm really passionate about and I want to talk about. And that's how we as people influence those around us, especially if you are in a leadership role, manager, team leader, director, whoever you are out there. And like I said, this also applies to parents. It applies to you as a spouse. Whatever your relationship status is, it applies everywhere. Your influence, how you project your positivity or negativity on those around you, influences others in ways sometimes you can't even see and you don't even know. We talk a lot about social media on this show. Maybe not a lot, but sometimes. It's everywhere. We can't escape it. I tell you, I know some people that don't have accounts to anything. They still have a flip phone. And sometimes I'm so jealous and envious of them. Like, what is it like to live back in that time period where there was no social media and everybody hated each other and we weren't pulled in all these different directions we didn't want to be pulled in? We weren't influenced by the things we saw every day. What's it like? And they're always so happy and smiley. And, you know, they say, I don't feel like I've missed anything. I wish I could pull away. I really wish I could, but I can't. I just can't. I'm on social media more than I care to admit, I guess, but here I am admitting it. I mean, just constantly on there. And a lot of it has to do with these podcasts. A lot of it has to do with the line of work I'm in to stay on top of the news and things like that. That's how I get my news. I don't just sit in front of a TV. I can't just sit in front of a TV and watch the news. So I have to go online. And sure, I could go to those different news outlets independently, but Facebook and Twitter and Instagram have made this one-stop shop where you just go there and you get to see pictures of dogs and kittens and your friends and the news if you choose to follow those people. It's like a convenient one-stop shop. So that's why I do it. Not making any excuses, but I just can't pull myself away from the social media. And I know I really should because it would make me happier because of how certain things on those platforms influence me and my attitude for the day, or for life in general, my overall outlook. It's absolutely crazy how powerful that influence can be on some people. And I like to think of myself as a pretty strong-minded person. I'm not going to be pushed around by algorithms. I'm not going to believe everything I read. Big-time skeptic, right? However, social media several times throughout my life has influenced how I feel about things. Simple, quick example here. Many, many years ago, let's go with 8 years ago, just throwing that number out there. I was not happy with where I was in my life, career-wise, financially, lots of different reasons. I was not happy. I did not feel satisfied. I did not feel accomplished for my age. So I would go on social media and I'd see my friends posting about going out with their significant other. They had a babysitter for their kids. They're going out to eat all the time, spending money, going on vacations, buying fancy toys, and I just couldn't do anything. My wife and I had no childcare help. We had no money. Even if we had the help, we couldn't go anywhere because we had no money. Hadn't been on vacation in years. Weren't buying nice things. And it really influenced how I felt. And I went through a very dark period of just feeling very depressed, angry, jealous. All those emotions, simply because I was reading posts from other people on social media and they were influencing how I felt about myself. I failed to see the blessings in my life. I failed to see the path that God had laid out for me. Failed to see all of that because of the constant influence that I was feeding myself by going onto the social media, clicking on it, and looking at it. It's all my fault. I see that in hindsight. I could have avoided all of that by not being involved in social media. Well, I could have also avoided it another way and still enjoyed social media. I could have not let those things influence me or impact me the way they did. I was weak-minded back then. I let those things push me around. And if you really look at those things in hindsight, those people aren't better off. They weren't better off. It's what they chose to post. They were choosing to post happy moments in their life and really use social media for what it was intended for when it first started, at least what I believe it to be used for, was to share happy moments and happy memories. Well, it's kind of turned into something else nowadays where people share everything, even the bad stuff. And that's where you kind of get this mishmash of information, this mixture that you don't necessarily want. It makes it really difficult to manage sometimes, especially for people out there who are not as mentally healthy as maybe they should be, or as maybe some of you are, or me, or whatever. If your mental health is in a state of flux because of incidents or issues that are going on right now that have happened to you, one single post can put you over the edge, in a good way or a bad way. So it's really hard nowadays to sit there and go onto a Facebook or a Twitter or an Instagram and really make heads or tails of the information, process it, and then do something with it. It's tough. It's really tough out there. And it's funny we're talking about influence because now there's this new term of people has been created thanks to social media. There are social media influencers out there. They took the word right out of the lexicon and made it a thing. It's now a title of someone. I'm a social media influencer. Well, what does that even mean? It means everything I'm saying. Because of their posts, because of how they look, because of their body, they are able to influence the people that look at social media to follow them and then maybe follow that product and then maybe buy that product. Well, I also like to think that us as leaders out there in the world, bringing this back to the business sense, we're also influencers. What we do every day in the workplace, what we do with our teams, what we do with our coworkers, we're influencing them. And sometimes you have no idea how great that influence will be until much later. So you really have to be careful on the attitude you project, on the things you say, the way you present information, the way you conduct yourself in a meeting or the office or the workplace. It's important. Everyone's looking at you. To steal a quote from Hamilton, my favorite musical, I'm a big nerd, I've said that before, history has its eyes on you. History had its eyes on all those people in the Capitol, that whole situation. History had its eyes on them. And now we've made history and made one of the darkest days in American history. Crazy to think about that. Just crazy to think about that. But again, I'm showing my verbosity. I'm not even sure that's the right use of the word. I just like to talk and go off on these tangents, all these different branches. Sorry about that. Let's focus. Let's bring it back to center. Find your chakra. I still don't know what that means, but let's center and focus. Influence in the workplace. Influence as leaders. Understand that those around you, coworkers, people on the same level, your superiors, people that report to you, they're all watching you at all times. Not in a creepy way, not in a way to try and ruin you or hurt you. They're watching to see what you do. And what you do will influence them in the future, influence them in the present day. Your attitude influences them. How you approach things, how you handle things, how you speak to others, how prepared you are for a meeting. All those things influence decisions, influences behavior, influences everyone around you. So put yourself in the role of team leader now. You're the director of a department. Let's just call you that. I'll use myself for an example. That's what I am at work. I'm a director of security. I have a team. I could approach my days in a number of different ways, right? I could approach them depending on what's going on in my life, what's going on in the world. I could let all those factors influence how I decide to show up to work. And I'll tell you right now, life is okay, personally, still a little uncertain. I think it always will be for the foreseeable future. My influencers from the world, politics, virus, economy, very uncertain. So I could go to work every day and present myself as someone who's uncertain. I could be timid. I could be shy. I could be a little bit of in a bad mood, grumpy. But how would that reflect on the rest of my team? How would that reflect on my teammates that maybe aren't reporting to me, but I have to work with every day? What would they think of me then if I'm showing up to work and being that person? I told the story a couple episodes ago about how outside influences affected me at my old job when I first moved to Boston and the negative effect it had on me. I was so worried by those outside influencers about, what if I fail? What if my family doesn't like it here? What if I don't like it here? I moved everyone out here. I did all these things, blah, 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 blah. And all that influence just kept pushing and pushing and pushing, and it affected my performance. Well, I told myself I'm not going to ever do that again, and I'm not doing that now. I understand now how much my influence affects other people. So I get up every day, and I decide to approach the day with positivity. And listen, I'm no fortune teller. I can't see the future. I have no idea if we'll ever get out of this crisis that is the coronavirus pandemic. I have no idea if the economy will recover. I have no idea if I'll even keep my job tomorrow and if I'll be successful. I have no idea. Nobody does. But what I do every day is I wake up and I tell myself, we will get out of all this. It's going to be okay. Even if I do lose my job tomorrow, I'll find another one and we'll get by. And it's a constant battle because I have to do it at home. I have to do it with my kids who may be scared of a certain thing or worried about something they heard in the news or the media or from a friend about the future of our country and everything else. And I have to be positive for them and tell them, no, don't worry about that. This is what we believe in, and we're going to approach it this way, and we're going to see what happens. I have to do it with my wife. And conversely, she has to do it with me. It's this give and take. You're always going back and forth between negativity and positivity. How do you find that right down the middle? How do you do it? Well, it's really about how you allow these outside influences to influence you. How do you look at social media? How do you use it? How do you let what others say about the workplace affect you and your thoughts about the workplace? Influence is coming to us from all angles, all over the place, and it's about how we mentally process it and how we're cognizant of our own influence on others. That's how we move ahead from this cycle. It's so important. You don't want to end up like President Trump and influence people in the wrong way. And so that's why I wanted to talk to you today about influence and how to be an influential leader the right ways. We've all been influenced by bad leaders. We've all been influenced by good leaders, right? How did that influence affect you? How did you pay it forward with your own influence? Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for going through my little political rant in the beginning. I'm not a political person. We won't do that again. I just thought that it related to this topic of influence, because in my eyes, that's exactly what happened. People were 1000% influenced by someone's words, someone's actions, and then they took action in a negative way. And so it dawned on me that influence is so important. I've always believed that in the workplace, but I saw it play out in real life in a bad way, and I hope that never happens again. Thanks for coming back this week, everyone. Keep the downloads flowing, keep sharing, keep rating and reviewing. All the things. Follow us on social media. Send me an email. Do all that stuff. Stay positive out there. Be aware of who and how you're influencing others. And take care of yourselves. Cheers.